The All Blacks have one hand on the Bledisloe Cup, beating the Wallabies 27-7 at Eden Park. Winger Caleb Clark starred in his New Zealand starting debut. The result leaves Australia having to win both return tests across the Tasman if they're to end their long drought without the silverware. Well, joining us to dissect the test are former All Black Frank Bunce and Sydney-based rugby writer Christy Duran. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Corin.
Now, I'll start with you.
I'll start with you, Christy.
The Australians, will they feel like they maybe missed an opportunity here? I felt they'd played pretty well in patches. This was a game they could have won, wasn't it?
It's pretty funny when you say we've missed a couple of opportunities. We've been missing opportunities since 2002. That's really what it is at the moment. It's about taking your opportunities. And in the first test down in Wellington, the Wallabies did an outstanding job of taking those opportunities up until about the 82nd minute when you miss a penalty and then fail to execute a drop goal. But on Sunday at Eden Park, you have to do that. When you've got 47,000 people there, there was a couple of opportunities early around the 50-minute mark, Marika Korobetti being held up over the line, and then Brendan Panga-Ramosa with a double movement. And there you go. That's probably the game after conceding two quick tries themselves. And then Sam Kane, the All Blacks captain, scores just a couple of minutes later, rubs salt into the Wallaby wound. And yes, you're right, they've got one hand on the cup, but really, the Wallabies, they haven't won two tests against the All Blacks in a year since, I think, 2010. So it's going to be a heck of an effort if they're going to get anywhere near the All Blacks over the next month.
Frank Bunce, now, this was a good bounce-back performance from the All Blacks. They've done that a lot in the past. Do you see the underlying issues of the team? Was it fixed from last week? Is there anything that worries you, or is this the team back on track and winning ways?
Well, obviously, back to winning ways. But, we still have a little bit to work on. And, I think it's just the early days with the with the new coaching regime and also some new players and people trying to find their feet a little bit in test match level rugby. So, we're good. We're in a good space, and it was a good bounce back, and it was a much better performance than we had the week before down in Wellington. But there are still things to work on, and I think really it's just a matter of settling into things. And, that goes for players and coaches.
I thought Richie Moonga and Beauden Barrett clearly stepped up there. Well, Beauden Barrett was back, wasn't he? But, I mean, they clearly were a big factor in that win.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was great to see, Beauden Barrett, in the wide open spaces. He's a class player, obviously. And he added a whole lot. And been over to that sort of thing, it settles, a guy like Richie Moonga down. A lot of work would have been put in over the week in terms of easing the pressure off him, I think. And you also needed, your forwards to step up and a lot of other people to do that as well. And I think they did that. I think, some individuals, Sam Kane had a big game, and, a lot of talk about Caleb Clark, who was, he was just awesome. He was aggressive and powerful and he wasn't alone, so that was a good thing.
Christy, the Wallabies, I come back to this, I thought they looked really good in parts in both these games, and they look like a team that is young and can get a lot better.
Yeah, that was the encouraging thing about this Wallaby side, is that under Mark Check on previous years, you've seen the Wallabies, they might hang in there for 50, 60 minutes, and then the All Blacks have been able to wear them down, and then the wheels have completely fallen off in the last 20 minutes where the All Blacks score three or four tries. That didn't occur yesterday. Sam Kane's try in the 53rd minute was the final five-pointer, the final points of the afternoon. So, you've got to tip your hat to the character shown by the Wallabies, and that's what Dave Rennie has been trying to instill into his side. But the ferociousness of the All Blacks men at the breakdown, the collision there was just huge all afternoon, and right from the outset, they were having massive punch into that breakdown contest. And I think the Wallabies were just battered, bruised, and eventually you've got a guy like a wrecking ball, like a pinball, Caleb Clark, who just goes straight through them all. And the Wallabies had no answer. They were tired, and when you're tired, you generally do make the odd mistake, and you push passes, and that's what happened yesterday, I think.
Well, roll on the next two matches in Australia. We look forward to that. Thank you very much, Christy Duran, the Sydney-based rugby writer, and also talking to former All Black Frank Bunce.